Hello, welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Outlander Season 6, Episode 5, Give Me Liberty. Season 6, Episode 6, The World Turned Upside Down. Season 6, Episode 7, Sticks and Stones. And Season 6, Episode 8, I Am Not Alone.
I feel like I'm not alone, clearly. You're here. However, we have disclaimers. I almost want to call it something else. It's not caveat, so I want to call it something that's more depressing. But I can't think of a word right now.
Warning.
Nah. Nah, it's not warnings. Whatever. We have disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, for sure. There will be spoilers for this show. Obviously, we're at season 6, the second half of season 6, which is a blessedly short season. Season 7 is not, so you're warned. And we are having things to drink. Is your glass half full?
Not anymore.
Yeah, mine is half empty for sure. But we are having water. Take from that what you will. But I can tell you right now what I'm taking from it. So, I do want to say this before we get started. After this, we'll be taking a break and doing Bridgerton.
Yay!
We're super excited.
I'm so excited.
So excited for Bridgerton season 4. However, we are not there yet and it hasn't even dropped yet. So,
or for us while we're recording.
Yes. But we know it's coming. And
I'm so hyped.
After this episode drops, season 4 first half will drop and we will be recording from there.
I will say this. I feel like I'm less hyped for season 4 than season 3. I don't know if that's a comment on season 3's quality or season 4's marketing campaign.
I think it's a combination of things. So yes, it's a commentary on season 3 and the quality, particularly the second half. But I think it is also a commentary on the fact that it's Benedict's book. And
I like Benedict's book.
I know you did, but I think, you know, they're taking it out of order. They've already gone off book, ha ha ha, a lot. So the predictability isn't there. So you're anticipating, but you're not sure that what you're anticipating is what you're going to get.
Well, I feel like that's what happens with every book to movie adaptation.
Yeah, that's probably true. But, you know, I don't know. They have not. We've seen a lot of the marketing for it, though. So
yeah.
Anyway, we're going to talk about it at the proper time, which is not now. We're supposed to be talking about Outlander season 6, the second half. Season 6, episode 5, Give Me Liberty. I really don't want to go through this chronologically in any way. I do want to note that there's like some flashback to 1746 Scotland bullshit that I don't care about.
Just to establish who Flora McDonald is, she was the one who helped smuggle Bonnie Prince Charlie out of Scotland and after Culloden.
For like whatever reason. Yeah, like she's gonna like speak in Wellington.
Yeah, I really don't understand the purpose of the speech other than like maybe let's not rebel.
Yeah, let's have peace.
Which I'm confused peace about why she's being honored considering everyone knows her history. Like, for example, a lot of redcoats are there and I'm just like, aren't you redcoats loyal to the crown that Prince Charlie tried to usurp?
Yeah, so I think what they're using her as is a
mouthpiece.
Hey, yeah, as a mouthpiece for like, hey, she thinks there should be peace and she was a rebel and she
I can see that. Yeah, that's just not really well shown to me.
It's not.
Like she doesn't like when she's alone talk about, I don't feel like I'm doing the right thing or something.
Yeah, I mean there's a pretty house and a party.
Lord John Grey is there and he is concerned
yes.
Because his not military. Well, I guess military. Governor Buddy or whatever received the resignation of Jamie as the Indian agent, and they're concerned he might rebel. And he has a lot of people who listen to him. And Lord John Grey is like, no, he's fine. I'll double check on him, but I'm pretty sure he's fine.
And then he finds out, oh, he's not fine. But because he finds out that Jamie's name is on a list for the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, and there's nothing he can do about that. So he's like, "All right, well, I'll hold them off while I can, and you guys can do your thing, and you can warn them," which is a good friend. Anyway, so meanwhile, J Roger, there's this stupid plot. Well, I mean, I guess it's built up a little bit where Roger is. Oh, no, sorry, before Roger. Well, yeah, no. This makes sense. Roger is helping the widow out with her chimney, and she's very, very grateful. He's really been looking after her a lot, and you can tell that it's like becoming a rumor that maybe he prefers her to his wife.
Yeah,
And
because
that's not pretty.
it's not, and he and Brianna talk about it, and she's like, "Well, you're acting like a husband over there, and people are looking at it funny." She's like, "I'm not worried about you," and he's like, "Well, you don't really need me. You can do stuff," and she's kind of like, "Yeah, I do.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking
What
about?
the
Just
fuck are
because
you
I'm
talking
like trying to make indoor plumbing does
about?"
not mean, because Brianna is.
Which is kind of cool,
That's
but we
awesome.
really don't get much of
We
that.
never get anything of that. And also, her and the girls found a love charm with like finger bones and shit.
Her and the girls b include Malva, Lizzie, and is Claire with them?
Marcelly's with them.
Marcy's with them. But yeah, so.
Oh, also, on top of everything, Fergus has moved to New Bern and become
A
a
print shop
printer
owner.
again
Yeah, so.
because Jocasta gave him money for it. And of course, Jamie's like pissed about it, but what Fergus needed was a purpose outside of everything, and he wanted to feel useful, and he enjoyed being a printer, and so he wants to be a printer again. Fair enough. But that also means they're basically writing out Marcelly and Fergus and their family,
Right.
which we just had all this drama about. It's like, okay, well, there's still repercussions to be had.
Yeah. By the way, also Brianna's pregnant.
Yeah, Brianna's also pregnant. That's very sweet.
She talks to Roger about it, and Marcelly guesses, and she's like,
But I
"Yeah."
want to tell Claire myself. Yeah, the only reason she didn't tell Marcelly right away, which Marcelly's very pissed about, is because she hadn't told her parents yet, and it's just like, I just told Roger. Like, I love you, but like I was gonna tell my parents next and then you.
Yeah, exactly. But I know you're leaving. I was gonna let you leave without, saying all that, whatever.
No, totally.
So that's something.
I
But
mean,
basically, there's some rebel stuff with the
oh,
Sons of Liberty in town.
there's this one plot line where Flora was getting ready for the event and a burglar came
Not
in
burglar,
and
robber.
a robber. What's the difference?
Robber takes it off your person. He
I
doesn't.
didn't know if it was on her person.
The
I thought
way
he stole it from her room and she caught him in the act.
I thought he stole the necklace off of her person and ran, and then they caught him,
It
and
doesn't
one
really,
of the
it
there was
doesn't
an
matter.
emerald missing from her necklace when we
And it
saved her.
turns out it's, well, they don't even show his face, but we all know who it is. It's the Indian guy from Gang Rape, and we knew that he had escaped,
Right.
and he was looking for a jewel, and he got one. I don't know
Okay.
why it took him this long,
I don't know, but
because like
he's
there are
whistling
plenty of.
Eastern tunes in the jail. That's how we know who it is.
Yeah, whatever. I don't
Whatever.
fucking care, and he doesn't fucking matter for the rest of the fucking sh season.
Season, yeah,
So who
exactly.
fucking cares that this is set up right now? Literally,
Yeah.
you could have done that at any other point. Anyway, so there's a little bit of interesting, not interesting, I wouldn't go that far, but there's some cute moments with like Claire, Jocasta, and Flora. They're like a little club almost, and they're chilling, but Claire starts getting triggered by her past rapes, and so she starts freaking out and
Self-medicating
self-medicates again.
again. Yeah, I mean,
Again.
this is a theme for this season. Is
A
Claire
theme.
It's not a good theme.
No. And I think what bothers me about it is that this could have been a really good moment for some drama in the Jamie Claire relationship, and the way they end up resolving it in a few episodes' time, it's the way that like a normal healthy relationship should do it, but it doesn't, like, it makes me wonder what the point of it was if not for drama. Like, what literally the only thing that comes of her self-medicating is a little bit of self-doubt later on. That's it. It's not like it created like any strife in her relationship with Jamie or her daughter or anybody. Like,
Well,
it.
it does create strife in the community. So we're going to get to all of that in later episodes
Not
in
her
this.
self-medicating, like this would have happened regardless of if she was
That's true.
self-medicating.
That's true.
So that has no bearing on any of
Other
it.
than she has this self-doubt, which, she's not as
But she still
clear-headed.
doesn't think that. Anyway,
Whatever.
that's later. Yeah, that's the end of the episode as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean there's some stupid stuff. I can't remember all of it. I don't
There was a
really
printer
care.
riot or
Yeah,
whatever, and
printer
so
riot,
Jamie's
LJG,
concerned.
and Jamie defend the printer. The Sons of Liberty are like, we can't trust you, Jamie. And Jamie's like, no, we need to have everybody be have real liberty.
Whatever.
And he's kind of on the outs with all kinds of people, but he warns them about the redcoats, and they decide that he's like, oh, he is okay. And that's not really. Oh, there is one thing that we get to see in this episode. Malva
Oh,
goes
yeah.
into a tent with a dead body and cuts fingers off. So we
We actually have
know.
not the final image of the episode, even though that would
No.
make a lot of sense.
No, but it we. Is apparent that she is the person who is creating these love charms, and she but when the love charm was found, she tried to deflect and say it was the
The
widow
widow.
that Roger had been helping. Oh, she's trying to get herself a man, it's about Roger, that kind of thing, just to see sow seeds of doubt for Brianna, which doesn't really work, but
I feel like this reveal would have been more impactful if we had seen, if the shot that we had seen when she was looking in on the sex was different. For example, if it was just like the crack in the door or like the wood or whatever, and we just saw an eye, like we didn't know exactly who it was, but we could guess. And we didn't see that it was fully Malva, and then we start like, well, maybe Malva's not to be trusted, maybe not. But like, of course, Outlander has no creativity sometimes, and it's just like, okay, well, here's the person who here's the bad guy. It's
Person
like,
you can't trust. Yep, okay.
don't feel like Outlander has ever been good at a twist villain. They never do twist villains, and so it's like when they're trying to do one, they fail.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre, and I feel like, again, like Malva's a fine villain. Like I honestly I don't mind her. I absolutely despise her. The actress does a fabulous job,
Yeah,
but
she outdoes Leary by miles.
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
She's so good, and I just feel like they wasted her on this season. To be fair, I think that like there are certain aspects. I think it's the pacing for me. And I'll talk more about that later when we get to like the end of the arc, but it just the way it's paced is so bizarre that I wish it was laid out in a more clear fashion at first, not like to the audience, but like by the writers so that they would like reveal things piecemeal like you do with a normal twist villain.
Yeah, I do feel like one of the problems is they have so many scattered plots and they don't know how to intercut them, and it just ends up not having the suspense that you want and not having the impact on the reveals or whatever. It's just I don't know, it's frustrating.
I
What were your
also,
best
well,
what
sorry, speaking of random plot lines, Lizzie gets sick and we don't see her for the rest of
Yeah.
this episode,
So
but
it's like a malarial attack,
yeah.
which We didn't know she had malaria, I don't think. I know she was sick
when she
she
came
was with
to
Brianna.
America. Yeah, I think that was what they're trying to say. I don't remember when she got the diagnosis, though.
No, I don't think we ever heard that it was malaria before.
And if
Anyway,
we did, I
whatever.
wasn't paying attention. But the twins are taking care of her, and we find out just how much later.
That's
Anyway,
it. So, best parts.
Lord John Grey, he's a real one. He goes against king and country for that man. Of course he does.
They are trying to make him out to be Murtaugh. It is a fail.
Well, he's never going to be.
No, he's not.
Roger and Brianna, I think that I really like that they trust each other. Like, regardless of, I like their honesty in this episode. Let me put it that way. Brianna, immediately, as soon as like the rumors start, she goes straight to Roger and is just like, hey, this is what people are saying. I don't believe them, but this is what they're saying. Maybe you need to back off. And it's not because of me being jealous, it's because I don't want our reputation to be sullied. So sorry, but maybe you should not fix this woman's chimney. And then he is also able to communicate his how he feels inferior to her right now and all that stuff. And he likes to feel needed. He also kind of says that he almost has like a single mom kink.
No, it's not a kink.
It's
I don't
not a
think I don't,
kink,
it's
but it's
not
like
sexual.
a
Wait, so
fascination.
it's not even really that. So
Soft spot.
it's a soft spot because he grew up with a single mom and then his mom died. So
Yeah.
he was a kid who had a single mom because his father was killed in the war, and it's like,
I
okay.
thought they were killed around the same time. Maybe that's why I was confused.
Yeah, I mean they talk about it briefly in this episode that I think it's the first time we've had a real discussion about what happened with his mom. But that he feels sorry for widows and orphans kind of thing.
Yeah,
It's a
fair.
little bit of more of a religious Reverend Wakefield kind of thing, more than a kink. I don't think it's a sexual thing at
No,
all.
I
He does like to feel needed.
that was just the
All
word
men like to
that
feel
came that
needed.
was just the word that came to mind. This is what I
Okay.
meant.
All right.
And then girl power at the event. I don't mind the trio of Flora, Jocasta, and Claire.
I find it boring, but good.
It's not bad though. That's it.
All right. Yeah, my best part's Brianna. I think Brianna's really great in this. Roger, just his, being like, "Boo, I'm needed," kind of thing. It's like, slow your roll there, buddy. Marcelly, I think, is great in this.
Oh yes, I love Marcy.
Lord John Grey got a question mark. I think one of the things I like about him is that he actually briefly considers, Jamie tries to recruit him to the Sons of Liberty kind of thing, and he
Yeah.
considers it because he's in love with Jamie, but then he doesn't do it, which is
Yeah.
fine. What were your worst parts?
My worst parts are Prince Charlie. I do not like him. They got the actor back though. Claire self-medicating. Malva, all caps. Marcelly and Fergus being banished off screen. Now this is just lazy. Maybe it was actor availability. I don't know. Maybe they knew that, okay, well, we're not going to get Fergus for the rest of this season, so we might as well make an
Write him
impact
off,
at the
yeah.
beginning of this season, have him try to kill himself, and then write him off screen. And I'm glad they didn't do it by killing him, but I mean, at the same time, I'm just like, okay, it's just such an outlander way to do things. Again, I'm glad they don't kill him, but at the same time, I'm just like, y'all, what? He
Yeah.
wants to uproot his entire family away from the rest of his family, just to find a purpose? Like, okay.
Well, so he isn't a drunk, I guess. So
He
that's something,
whatever.
whatever.
I mean, it's fine in theory. I'm just pissed off because I like Fergus and Marcelly.
Yep. All right. My worst parts, Jocasta. I actually really hated that little trio getting high in the gazebo. I thought that was stupid. And it almost felt like we'll start with these drugs and then that's an entry level so Claire can then, like ether herself, which I'm just kind of like I didn't think that was that great. Malva I fucking hate. Claire self-medicating I really 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 hate. But Jocasta also says and does some things that are kind of off kilter, and her servants like Mary even talks about, like, I think she might be losing her
marbles kind of thing. Like, so she's acting really weird ever since Murtaugh died. So we don't go into it that deeply. I didn't care enough to really be paying attention to it in this episode. So there we go. What grade did you give this?
D plus.
I gave it a D. Okay. All right. Season six, episode.
You'll notice six. That we have not been like fighting each other on these fucking grades because it's not worth it.
No.
The world turned upside down. Sorry.
Go ahead.
World turned upside down again.
There's not much to this. This is a big illness episode.
Yeah. So Marsley and Fergus have moved.
Yes. Thank goodness. There's a whole bunch of sick people. They all have what turns out to be amoebic dysentery. But Claire and Brianna's in there treating people too, like bringing them water. Like, whoa, she's pregnant. What the fuck, people? Mm. And no one seems to think this is a big deal. But Malva is helping with looking in the microscope and the diagnosis and the stuff, which again, you get the sense that she's helping, but is she helping? Is she just gathering information? Claire ends up getting sick.
And so does Christy, Mr. Christy.
Yeah, Tom Christy. And Claire's sick for a long time. There's a whole bunch of nursing her
it's
stuff.
It's implied, not implied, it's directly told to us that they are sick the same way, but not the same way as the dysentery.
Yeah.
So they were getting fevers and headaches and visions and all that stuff, but it wasn't dysentery.
Right. So in her fevered state, Claire is seeing, and we do see in... from a regular perspective, that Malva is flirting with Jamie. And in her fevered state, Claire sees like Malva touching Jamie in her bedroom or something.
Okay, all right. Touching his shoulder, not like touching him.
Right. But I mean, it's the kind of
thing. He falls asleep before anything happens. Or she doesn't see Jamie's response.
Right. She doesn't see any response. And we as an audience don't either. So this becomes important later, but Claire's just sick for most of this episode. There's a lot of hallucinogenic visions. We've had some of that before when she's been under the ether. And so this season has a whole lot of that. It's like, I almost feel like the writers got to a point where it's like, I don't know what to write. Let's have a montage. Yeah, let's make it like a hallucinogenic montage. Okay.
Yeah, because why have we spent a whole fucking episode on Jamie getting bitten by a snake,
mm-hmm.
and yet when the tables are turned, which is an interesting idea because we haven't seen this thus far,
mm-hmm.
or at least not recently.
Not
the last time.
Two.
Yeah, I was about to say the last time she was like this medically troubled was in season two, mm-hmm. and so we haven't really seen like Jamie taking care of her while she's sick, or like everybody else trying like banding together for her.
Yeah, we didn't see a whole lot. I mean, we do like with the gang rape thing, but we don't see a lot of the recovery from that. So I guess because
they can't, because in between seasons they just are like, all right, time skip. It's like okay,
whatever.
People look the exact same, but okay.
Most of the time, Malva says she wants to be like Claire. There's a snake fever dream that Claire has.
I hated that.
Natalie was really unhappy.
I was.
But when she awakens, Malva has cut off all of her hair. You fucking bitch.
She's told by, I forget.
Roger.
Yeah, I guess it's Roger. Hey, when he saw you, he wept. And I said, because you're so ugly. No, Katrina Balfe is not ugly by any means, even with this fuck-ass haircut. However,
wig. We all know it's a wig.
We all know it's a wig. But this, oh my God.
Yeah.
It is something.
Truly, it's not. It's not her best look, for sure.
So Claire's recovering, and she figures out, hey, I didn't have the same symptoms as dysentery, because, she's a doctor. Mm-hmm. And so she goes to Tom Christie, and she's like, how are you sick? And then he tells her, and it's just like, that was how I was sick. It's interesting that we had the same sickness, but we haven't come into contact in a while.
Hey, can I have some of your shit?
And he says no. But this is never directly told to us in this season, but we have to imply, or sorry, not imply, infer, that Claire and Tom
Tom.
Christie were poisoned somehow.
Poison?
Poisoned
Poison.
by Malva? We don't know
Yeah, well,
how.
we've skipped the best part of this
No,
whole sequence.
Seamus.
No, Natalie. Yes, Claire, when she's gonna go see Tom Christie, she's really still not well, and she shouldn't be. But and she tells wee Seamus to keep her bed warm, and he's all purry and sleepy.
Meow.
Yeah, so he's like, "Oh, don't go, Claire." But she's dumb, and she goes anyway. And as for Tom Christie's shit, which, wow,
You could have had such a different day,
you could
Claire.
have stayed in bed with wee Seamus.
Anyway,
Oh my
if you
God.
don't understand what we're talking about the cat. Anyway, yeah, I feel like and not to say that I don't appreciate that the writers are letting us come get arrive at our own conclusion when it comes to that, but it's just like for Claire not to like further investigate that beyond that point
And she
makes
doesn't.
no sense to me because that is
No.
not the way Claire is. Claire
No.
will literally do an autopsy on a like ruptured whatever the fuck it was before, even though it's
Well, she
taboo.
doesn't tell anybody either. Like, I mean, she mentions to Jamie, "Hey, I think that ours was different." But then, like, she doesn't tell, say, she doesn't have Marsley to tell. She doesn't
And that's
tell
a pr another problem
Malva.
with why with Marsley leaving.
Right. But she doesn't tell Brianna. She doesn't tell Roger. She doesn't say like, "Hey, this is really bothering me. And I kind of need to try to figure this out. Did you see anything while I was passed out for a
Yeah,
week?"
not
You know,
he
just
doesn't do any
nothing.
investigative work, which would have
He
made
doesn't do
sense for
any
the rest of the
investigative work
episode.
about Malva either, which seems really strange to me. Like, if you had been passed out and having, like, I don't know, fever dreams that your husband's possibly having some connection with your assistant
Or that your
girl.
assistant seems to be coming on to your husband.
Yeah, you would say something. Like, what's
I
up
would
with
politely
that?
ask my husband and be like, "Hey, what was up with that? I'm not accusing you of anything, but like, what was that?"
This is like a straight Love Actually thing where Emma Thompson's like, "You know she's pretty.
So
I'd
don't
be careful
fucking do it.
there."
Yeah, hopefully this doesn't end in Joni Mitchell. However, well, there are no guarantees, but like it feels weird. Anyway, later on.
Yes. And I will say, then there's a lot of Claire and Jamie talking about how they love each other and all the things they've
I
been through.
skipped
And
all of that.
I really put all caps bored multiple
I think
underlines.
the
It's so
problem
bad.
right now with Claire and Jamie, and I think I talked about this in season five. I was recently listening to one of our episodes about it, but I think the problem with Claire and Jamie is that as of season six is that they are just constantly talking about how much they love each other. I feel like it's not realistic, and I my problem isn't like love declarations in general. Like in the beginning of Outlander, it made a lot of sense of like, okay, well, you didn't know that he loved you, so him professing his love constantly makes a little bit more sense. However, once you've gotten like many years of marriage later, not to say you can't say, "Oh, I love you," that's fine. But like cataloging it is just so like on a constant basis. It's okay to do it every once in a while for like an anniversary or like something else. Like they never celebrate an anniversary on this show. Every day's an anniversary for them. But remember last Tuesday when I told you how much I love you this way, this way, this way, this way? Happy anniversary. I love you, babe. But I feel like that's where we've gotten, where it's just like this is the same shit we hear over and over and over again. And not to say it isn't beautiful or like
Like
poetic
there's
or
so much retrospective of their relationship, and there's a lot
always.
of retrospective of other seasons, particularly in this season. Like there's a whole lot of, "Hey, you remember that time like I came back from the stones?" Or, "You remember that time Culloden was a thing?" I mean,
Hey, you remember that time when
it's
the king of France fucked me because you need to get out of the Bastille?
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, she has like weird. Claire has some weird trauma flashbacks from
Like one of
that.
them includes Galus's hair. The
Yes,
other
like,
one includes Blackjack Randall. I mean, it's just
what?
like, okay, we
Okay, but.
remember, but like, this isn't doing anything.
And people don't just sit around talking about like the way back of their relationship all the time. That's
I think
not
that's what my point
normal.
is like you can reminisce on your relationship every once in a while, but they do it like it's seemingly every fucking week.
Well,
And
but at
I'm just
least
like,
that's all we
what?
see on the show. But I admittedly, we don't want to watch them gardening or farming or anything else.
I
So
feel like there's other things that they could be doing. Like,
they
I
are.
aren't.
Here's an idea. Don't have 17 fucking episodes. They're
Professor
hours
Emerson.
long. I mean, every episode in this season is over an hour.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. And we accomplish nothing. So,
There was one that was
yeah.
59 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's
I forget
exciting.
which.
Okay.
Either way, I feel
But
like.
at some point in this episode, we do need to get to the fact that
No, I'm
Malva
aware.
comes in and says that she's pregnant and then that it's Jamie's baby. And they're
Right.
all like, here, yeah, here. And she's like, no, I was willing. Yeah, no, I wasn't. I was right. No, I mean, she's like, her
She's very
stories are all
wishy-washy on
over
it.
the place, which clearly means she's lying, but no one seems to want to
I was
listen to her.
comforting him, and then he fucked me. But
And then it
I
was multiple
trusted,
times. It
but
was.
I trusted him. It's like you don't trust a rapist, babe.
Well, right,
Trust him.
but I consented, but then it would happen multiple times, and I didn't like it, and he took my virtue. It's like, no, and then there's this big discussion of, oh, you're gonna claim this as your bastard and take care of it, and Jamie's like, I didn't do any of this shit.
Even I think this was last ep it was last episode. Roger caught Malva making out and almost going further with some random guy, one of the Fisher guys, and that
Henderson, I think
yeah,
is his name.
Henderson.
And of course, she's also tried to get it on that we saw, like she was flirting with young Ian.
Yeah.
So, that there's something wrong with
Yeah,
Malva.
so there's this moment where Claire like storms out of the room, blah blah blah. She's really it's so unclear where her mind is in this moment because she says, "Well, of course you have very little faith in my faith in you." It's just like, okay, what
You're
does that
acting like
mean
a
though?
dumbass.
Because literally, Jamie walks in and he's like, "I'm not going to apologize for shit I didn't do." Like, she's not asking for an apology, but she's also just like feeling uncertain. She feels like she's on shaky ground, and I'm just like, "But girl, why? Why are you trusting this child instead of your
She's
husband
not
who would?"
doubting him. She what she says is she's like I, but she goes through
She doesn't want
this
to.
lengthy category of I gave up my life for you and Roger and Brianna are here because of you because we all love you. If I didn't love you and I didn't believe you loved me, I wouldn't be here. And I'm watching you loving me, and it's premature in the mirror. I'm like, I have issues with this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so it is such a weird
I feel like I
rebounding
just
Hall of
zoned
Mirrors
out because I was
bullshit.
just like, girl, you
And
know Jamie, right?
then, like, totally randomly, out of the fucking blue, Jamie's like, I have something to confess. And it's like, oh, fuck, here we go.
I had sex with another woman while you were gone, and not while you were gone, like fishing or whatever the
And it
fuck the other
wasn't
week.
Larry, and it wasn't the woman I slept with for Wee Willie. So, and of course, we know it's the woman in the cave, but why didn't you mention this? I don't know. Back like
Years
a couple years ago
ago.
when you were still an Ember. You
Like,
fucking idiot! Like,
what
what the fuck is this shit? I mean, you weren't having much sex during that period of time. Was it hard to remember that you only had slept with two people while Claire was gone in 20 years? I don't think that would be that
I
difficult.
don't think it would be that difficult.
I really don't.
Yeah, no, that's
Or
so
you slept
dumb.
with zero people. Better, but not true.
It's not it, like literally Claire had sex with Frank multiple times.
We
Like
know
it's
this.
not like this is a betrayal. Obviously, like she was married to Frank, but it's just like so.
It might be more of a betrayal because they were married at that point. That Jamie was, but Jamie thought she was dead. So it's kind of, or she was, like she was never coming
She was
back.
essentially dead.
Yeah. And so and she thought he was dead. So, like,
Yeah.
it's not in their context. I think there's an argument for it, but at the same time, like, why did you wait so long to come out with this? I would have assumed this had happened years ago. And so she's like dumbstruck, like, oh my God. And
You had sex with another
all I
woman?
can think is like someone who is involved in like checking to make sure there are no holes in the script suddenly realized, fuck, we never talked about that. Shit, we need to just like throw it in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, this is so dumb.
Yeah,
And
that
it's
person clocked in
so.
for one thing and one thing only to remind us of that fuck ass cave.
Yeah, but it takes like 5 full minutes of this episode to fucking talk about like this stupid sex scene that we didn't even like the first go around. Like, why did we have to spend a lot of time on this? I don't know. Anyway,
Whatever. Yeah, they
end of the
basically they
episode.
forgive each other. It was getting to the point, like the beginning of that scene was giving amateur theatrics they would do, like pretending they weren't married, like not in the acting quality, but like in the way that they were talking to each other. I was like, so you're expecting an audience to be there, and for like, this is how you catch Malva? Because I think the problem with it is, it's like, Claire should have figured out by now that Malva is
A
awful
liar.
and that she tried to poison her and her father. And so I feel like it would have been like a really cool thing of like, we got the one up on you, Malva. We got you, girl. Or like whatever. I don't
Yeah,
know. I thought that
whatever.
would be interesting, but
It
I
will
literally
be.
said at the beginning, I was like, amateur theatrics, and then they kept going. I was like,
Oh,
oh,
no.
I guess
So
not.
part of what happens with this, it is amateur theatrics on the part of Malva,
Which, no, she's pretty good.
and her brother is like all irate and whatever. So there's all this accusation. It goes on for an absurdly long period of time,
It
and we
does.
have a time jump of 2 months in this
I,
episode.
again, surprising that it doesn't end on her accusation, the episode.
Yeah.
Like, how is that? Like, literally, the way you could have fixed this is this literally two episodes in one. Actually, no, the next episode has that issue in spades. However,
Oh.
this episode literally has, like,
Is
we're not
it this episode or
even done. We're
next
not
episode?
done.
We need to get done with this episode. So this is yes, this is the
No, this is
episode.
the episode that could have been two episodes. The way they could have paced this better, I'll talk about it later. Sorry,
Yeah,
continue.
so this episode, Claire, they're getting shut out by the villagers and torches, whatever the fuck. Claire locks herself in the room because she sees Malva coming, and she gives herself ether to knock herself out. In her hallucinogenic haze with the ether, she sees Malva accusing Claire of dying and coming back to life with the medication because
Being a
she's the
witch.
devil, she's a witch, blah blah blah. She also has hallucinations of Lionel Brown. That's her most frequent hallucination. But she does wake up. She goes to the garden to, like, I don't know, get something for dinner, and she sees Malva bleeding from a slashed throat in the
Field.
field. Claire tries to, and this is makes no fucking sense, tries to cut or does cut her open, takes the fetus out, and tries to save the baby.
I'm sorry,
That made
how is
no
the
sense.
fetus that developed?
Well, right, exactly. She's only supposed to be. I mean, I think that's really the point, is like
Like, the
we're
fetus was not going to
seeing.
be saved at that point.
Well, no, okay. I think Malva was too dead at that point for her to save
Well,
the
that was
fetus, number
definitely
one.
true, yeah.
Number two, the fetus being that developed, because it looks like
Well, it
it's
shows
just
that it
a,
couldn't be Jamie's.
well, right, it's just a couple of months away from being born. And of course, we hadn't seen her looking that pregnant. She's very skinny. So I'm
Yeah.
not, I'm it's unrealistic to me, the way they're trying to portray this. But we do see that it's a very developed fetus, and that would make the supposed sex with Jamie not cover for whoever the actual father is.
Yeah.
And so that should be meaningful to someone, but for whatever reason, whatever. But we do, what how this episode ends is Claire crying over the dead baby
Yeah.
and with blood everywhere
Okay. So, all
in the
right,
field.
best parts. A variation on theme with Claire being the one who's sick. They don't really do anything with it, but it was a fine idea. Brianna and Roger, they're very supportive. And drama, because again, I like Malva as a villain. I think she's very evil. I think that her doing mind fuckery is fun. Fun to watch as far as like drama is concerned. Not if you want healthy relationships and communication. But that's not what we watch this for. Either way, that's what I gotta say.
I put question mark. And the reality is, I didn't like anything in this episode. I especially hated, and I think I'll get to this in work. I'm going straight to
Go
worst
ahead.
parts. The things I hated
He's
most.
famous.
Oh, that's true. We Seamus is in this. Okay, Seamus is the best part. The things I hated most are these retrospectives in these arguments. Like, it's. You talk about trauma dumps. It is also like a big passive aggressive thing to like hold in your trauma and then dump it all in an argument. And like this.
Remember when you held your fork that weird way that one time and I never said anything about it? Yeah, I'm still pissed. That is the same vibe as all this shit that they're
It's
doing.
kind of like, oh my God, you made me come back from the future and it caused all of these problems. And I don't you see how much I love you? And it's kind of like, what the fuck is this shit? And Jamie just kind of stands there and takes it.
Better man than I.
And then adds in, oh, and I fucked this in a game. It is totally irrelevant to anything going.
Contribution is I fucked this woman in a cave. That's a very funny contribution.
Stupid, dumb. I mean, like the fact that they're not defending each other, that Claire being this out of character, not following up on stuff. I know that this is supposed to be the caused by her drug use, her self-medicating, which again, it's the reason I hate it. But I will hate one other thing about that drug use, and I'm gonna go ahead and say it now. She snaps out of it like it was never an addiction. So it's kind of
Oh,
like, yeah,
that was
I mean, it's just
stupid.
like she's suddenly fine. It's like, no,
I
that
put away the
is not how addiction
mask.
works. That is not how addiction works.
And you were
Anyway,
doing this for months.
yeah, yes,
Consistently.
yes, yeah. It's insane. So
You brought it to a party.
I. Yeah, she's bringing it with her everywhere. It's insane. So self-medication, stupid rehash, yeah, all of that. What grade did you give this?
No, my worst parts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Malva.
Oh yeah, Malva sucks. I forgot about
You
that.
forgot.
She was the first thing I wrote down. I was just riffing on how stupid everything else was.
Player's fuck ass hat.
Oh God.
She
She has
has
like
like the
the worst
worst
hat.
vile.
Oh,
I
the
hate it
terrible
so much.
hair. It's like, oh, yikes.
And horrible pacing could have been 2 episodes. Let me put it this way. This episode, the first half of this episode with the illness and all that stuff works just fine. You have enough in there to
It's
make
too
her
long. Sorry.
mom, let me speak. If you were to cut everything off at the point where she reveals, oh, it's Jamie's baby, end of episode. You could have, if that wasn't long enough for the writers, they could have increased the amount of investigative work that Claire does into figuring out like why was my illness different or any of that.
Something.
That's fine. And then you could
In the
have
2 months in between of like,
literally there's a 2 month time jump in
and
the
there's no
second half of this
progression.
episode after the whole like because they go to the Continental Congress or whatever the fuck they do, Roger and Jamie do. And it's like, what? What are you talking about? And it's talking about like all of the repercussions of it. It just feels like a cause and effect episode pair that makes a lot more sense than it just all being converged into one for no fucking reason. And then you end it again with like the whole, oh, it might be Claire who killed Malva. Oh, and she's dead and her baby's dead and drama and like whatever. Again, like it would have been perfectly fine if it was two separate episodes.
And yet it was not. And so, yeah, I don't know if it would have been perfectly fine for me. I would have hated both episodes because I really feel like we have done the sickness and Claire being a doctor and
But
whatever
Claire
from
being
before.
sick, again, that could have been
Yeah.
expanded on.
Well, and Claire being sick didn't, I mean, her actually being sick did not need to be expanded upon. What needed to be expanded upon was her investigating why her illness and Tom Christie's
That's
illness
what I
was
said I would
different.
expand on.
Right. But the other parts of the illness stuff went on. And yeah, there's also it's just weird. It's like weirdly done, weirdly paced. They don't spend time on the things we actually care about and want to know about, so we get fucked over as an audience. What grade did you give this episode?
D.
I gave it an F. I
Okay.
really hate this episode. I feel like much like the Crown episode that I've hated, well, there's something else I gave an F to. We have gotten so far.
Oh, it was upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah, upstairs, downstairs,
See,
where you
thank
get
you.
so out of the characters that like you got invested in the show for, that's like, why is this happening? Why am I watching this? This is shit. And it is, it's shit. Let's move on to more shit. I'm sorry. Yeah. Preview. Season 6, episode 7, Sticks and Stones.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've got Malva.
Is dead.
She's dead, but she's telling the church how Jamie basically raped her, which again, it's a different
That's a
story than
flashback.
she's told before. It is a flashback, but she is very Salem witch trial girl. I could totally see her being in some, like, performance of the same,
Crucible.
yeah, the Crucible or something like that. Yeah. The Scarlet Letter, any of those. Malva's brother, and dad, Mr. Christie, show up and they're looking at this body laid out bl all bloody in the field. And they're like, why did you cut her open? That's what witches do. And it's kind of like, there's an argument there because it really wasn't, there was not a medical need to cut her open and try to take that baby out, other than you are delirious because you are high. Which again, it's really hard for her to justify that one. There's a big argument of whether she's getting buried in sacred ground. I don't care about so much of this. So much I don't care about.
There are so many conversations in this episode that are just repeated.
Yeah.
There's one guy who comes up and is like, "Oh, can I see the body?" And they're like, "No." And then another person comes up later, like 5 minutes later, and is just like, "Hey, can I see the body? I heard the rumor." It's just like, no. It's like, we have done this before 5 minutes ago. Why do we need another
You
person
got
who we
her pregnant,
barely
Jamie.
know?
You got her pregnant, Jamie. You got her pregnant, Jamie.
Like, can we just not? It was obviously Claire. It's just like, okay. You can have that rumor mill happen without me seeing the exact same conversation twice.
Right. And it is so similar to the whole witch trial thing back in the Galas era, which, it was more fun with Galas, in
It
Liberty.
was.
At least there were personal, I mean, but the thing is, it's the same damn story. Like, oh, Jamie's mine. It's like we've heard this before. It's recycled.
I find it
I just
so
find
funny
it
that
so
we've never.
boring.
I don't recall a time where we've had someone who lusts after Claire to the point where it drives a plot. Like, we have
Which
so
is
many
kind of,
people,
it's kind of an
so
odd thing
many.
considering how gorgeous she
Like,
is.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's almost insulting the fact that Jamie, and again, Sam Ewan, beautiful man, but we've had many villains lusting after Jamie. Meanwhile, Claire's over there in the dirt, just being
Getting
like,
gang raped,
yeah,
yeah.
getting gang raped and all that stuff.
And it's
Not.
not because she's beautiful and they're in love with her, it's because they don't like women.
Yeah. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre. I'm
Gross.
just surprised that we have never gone that route before. Because we've always
And we're
had,
not
like,
going that there now either.
yeah, and imagine if the roles were reversed and it was Jamie who could.
I think they assumed Jamie would kill
Yeah, no,
him.
but that's the point.
We'd like to
They
see
would.
Jamie kill him.
No, that's the point that they would assume that. And so it was. So it would be more of a mystery about who actually did it and less of like another witch hunt.
Yeah, it is very, very boring. You know, it's like the same misogyny shit over all over again. I'm not saying that misogyny wasn't a recurring theme in the 1700s. I'm sure it was. But I kind of feel like we've treaded this path multiple times before, and I'm bored. I mean, and you've got a dead body, you've got a dead beautiful girl. This should be like, I don't know, interesting, but for reasons, it's not.
I think that it's the funniest shit in the world that these people who are supposedly smart are looking at this dead body with this slashed throat and not think immediately thinking, well, she was a spiteful bitch, maybe she did this to herself.
Well, right. I mean, and I
Obviously,
think the
like,
presumption is like she's a good religious girl because Tom Christie is a good
but the
religious
fact that
guy.
no one brings it up as a possibility is,
Yeah.
and not to
Well,
say that that's what happened, but it's like, why is not a single person, like, my immediate thought, and I honestly do not remember how this plot resolves, is
there's
like
more going
she
on here.
immediately she wandered into the fucking field, and to make your wife look bad and like she murdered her, cut her own throat in the middle of your fucking field.
Or wanted you to see it or something. I mean, this is big dramatic gesture,
Yeah,
for
she was a
sure.
crazy
And
person.
it's not really the kind of place that you would expect necessarily that you know, someone else would kill her, other than like if it's Claire or if it's Jamie. It's not because it's a slash throat, you would not think it's Jamie because it doesn't make a ton of sense. So.
But also, like, it just so everyone's like on the lookout for the killer, and it's just like,
No,
why
but
did
they're
we think?
not. So, young Ian goes to investigate some. He talks to the Henderson guy. He admits, like, I had sex with her, with Malva. It's like it could be anybody, is what it comes down to. It's like we fully fucking know that it could be anybody that is the father of this child. I for whatever reason, the greater community doesn't want to believe that. And it just seems kind of bizarre to me.
The fact that the rumor mill can start so quickly,
Yeah.
and yet one
It
person,
believes what
not a
it wants to
single
believe.
person, has said anything about fucking this girl, is crazy to
Yeah,
me.
it really is. I mean, it's very interesting in this tiny community that like not everybody on the planet knows that she's a hoe. But fine. So
Oh, and in this fuck ass subplot, we've got Lizzie having a threesome with the twins to when
yeah.
she had malaria again. It's
Yeah,
very Michael from Francesca's book of like, let's fuck while I have malaria.
there is an element of that.
There is an element of that. Anyway.
But I mean, but it's weirder, and Jamie ends up like making her get handfast, and then she tries to get handfast with the other twin, or she gets
And no,
handfast
that
with the
she
other twin.
succeeds.
So she's in a throuple. Yay. And she's pregnant. Yay.
Good for her.
And
Like,
that
did what?
actually is pretty entertaining as a
Honestly,
subplot.
hilarious. The fact that
Yes.
that girl, that meek ass girl,
It's like
was
it felt
pulling
so good.
twins.
The only big problem to me is that we have this incredibly detailed description of the sex where she's like talking about how their pubes are the same. I'm like, no, I don't need to know this. Please stop. This is, I mean, it's
I
just
would
like,
also
no.
like to point out that it's insane for anyone to have a threesome with brothers.
Yeah.
That's a little too close for comfort. Like,
Yeah, I
I
can see that.
don't like if I had
Twin brothers
a no,
now.
yeah, if I had a twin sister and she was like, "Hey, this guy wants us to have a threesome." I would be like, "Fuck
Fuck no.
no." Not because
Exactly.
of the threesome bit, but because it's with my fucking sister. Like, what the fuck? I also think that threesomes are just bound to fail,
Yeah,
but
I
like
tend to agree with that, but you know, what do I know, right? So yeah, they have
But Lizzie seems to be doing great in her throuple, and you know what? God bless her.
God
Good
bless her.
luck.
Good for her.
Pull those
We
twins.
there's a funeral for
Here,
Malva.
here.
Claire admits her addiction to
And
Jamie.
very flippantly, she's just like,
Yeah.
"Oh, well, that day I
I was
also
high.
had some ether," and he's like, "Huh?"
Yeah.
What? And I think my problem with this is like you've not mentioned her addiction up until this point.
Yeah, you've never talked about it. Like,
Never talked about it. I feel like it would have been so much more impactful if he had caught her doing it
yeah.
at least like halfway through the season. and then been like, hey, you need to go straight. And she goes, okay. And then that day with Malva, she doesn't. And he's just like, but I thought we talked about that. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
drama.
Like an actual, like,
that's an addiction storyline.
Like, how could he not know that she's doing this all the fucking time? But here,
he does not spend time with his wife, apparently.
Apparently. But that's why they have to have these traumaed up conversations, because how that conversation comes up is that she's like telling Jamie, like, I'm responsible for everything. Like, the Eiffel Tower gets fallen down, it's my fault. I mean, she really is like piling in all kinds of crazy ass shit, like Brianna's rape and things that have nothing at all to do with her, you know, her being there. But she just has, you know, not, she's, the walls have come down in her brain. And so she has, and the addiction's making it worse rather than better.
Yeah.
She's running away from it in the addiction, but it's failing. And she does admit that she's having hallucinations of Lionel Brown.
Yeah.
But again, like, he doesn't, he's just like, well, you know, when I left Wentworth Prison, you know, you joined me in my trauma. I want to join you in your trauma. We will be okay because we're there together. And she's like, okay.
I'd like to say, I think this general idea of, like, she had that whole speech at the very end of season five about this will not break me, this will not break me, and her actually being, quote, broken. She wasn't
whole
broken.
Season. Yeah.
But, like, I think the general idea of, like, her trauma catching up to her and it actually affecting her, because she usually was able to bounce back pretty well from a lot of the trauma that she's been through. But I think that the general idea of, like, her not reliving, but, like, her trauma.
Coping.
Yeah,
she
her learning
to compartmentalize it, and she isn't able to compartmentalize this one totally out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think my problem with it is it's not, like, the different kinds of trauma that she has been through wasn't, like, spaced out well for me, because she's been dosing every episode this season, and it's always Lionel. And I don't think that's the biggest trauma she's ever had. But I mean,
the gang rape probably,
well,
is.
Maybe
yeah.
It probably is,
yeah, probably.
But I think that, like, of all of the other shit, like, if we didn't have, like, those hallucinations where everything happened at once, I feel like it would make a lot of sense for her to, like, in the first episode, she has a hallucination that is led by Lionel, who is basically, like, her id, or whatever the fuck he's supposed to be. And that's
her
fine.
Conscience. He ends up, like, talking to her about, like, all of these things she feels guilty about.
Yeah, and so, I think that he's fine in that role, considering he's the most recent and most angry. and, like, the worst trauma.
Yeah.
But I think that, just in general, I think you could have played it out as, like, all right, well, to this episode, we're going to be talking about this trauma that she's been through and how she's coping with that trauma,
yeah,
or, like, how she could cope with that trauma. Like, Blackjack Randall, all the bullshit that happened with that and with Jamie and with all that stuff, we can compartmentalize like that. Then the next one, and then the next one. You know what I mean? And I think that would have been a little bit more palatable for me.
Yeah.
Instead of it being like, all right, hallucination with all of the stuff at once. Remember Galus? Yeah, she had to fucking kill her. Remember that? No, she compartmentalized that shit. It's like, okay, well, how about we discuss how you feel about hacking your ex-friend's head off with a fucking sword because you're trying to kill your nephew? Like, let me
trying
discuss
to kill your
that.
Nephew, not you're trying to kill your nephew.
No, yeah, sorry. But you know what I mean? Like, you would not discuss that trauma because we always skip to, like, months after.
Yeah.
And I mean, so I think that's a fine idea, but it's not executed well.
It's not. And so I feel like it's done poorly. But I do want to add one last thing that happens in this episode is the Committee of Safety shows up to arrest Claire, or take Claire. And that's the end of the episode. So what were your best parts?
Rolo. He's the best.
Oh, Rolo is in there. He's the best.
Oh, also, Roger is going to go to seminary school and become a pastor, and this would also mean that he is not going to participate in the war the way he did last time.
Right,
anyway,
and he's also taking Brianna and Jimmy with him.
Makes sense. It's very Sam of him from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Lizzie being a messy bitch even while ill. That's kind of funny, honestly. Imagine being like sick with a flare-up of malaria, and these two men are like, and she's like, well, maybe you need to put the ointment everywhere.
Everywhere.
And
Oh,
maybe,
you gotta take your shirt off
yeah,
because it'll
because
get messy.
you don't want to get messy. Hysterical. That is so fucking funny. That's all I wrote down.
Lizzie and the twins are the only good part for me.
That was so
And
funny. I
I
love it.
honestly am not like I feel like it's a bit odd. So it's kind of like, all right.
It's definitely odd, but I find it very funny.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I would add about that is like Lizzie is just shocked that like this little puritanic society would have a problem with that. Like,
Yeah, she's just like,
what
I have
do you
to choose one to marry? It's like, girl,
mean? Girl,
what are
where are
you talking
you
about?
living?
You're also pregnant outside of marriage. Like that alone
Is
like
gonna
drove
get
a girl
you
to like accuse Jamie.
of rape. Yeah, I mean, it's
Yeah.
like, come on. So yes, it's not. It's funny and interesting, but it is not something that I'm kind of like, oh, this is a fantastic part. It's just whatever.
Yeah.
It's better than the rest of it. So what were your worst parts?
Malva, that fuck ass bitch. Mr. Christie being like, we can't bury a whore. Like, oh, okay. It's still your daughter and your grandchild. PTSD flashbacks, it, again, is the way that they were executed. I think the general idea
I'm
of
so
him
done.
talking to her is fine, but they needed to sharpen that.
So
Or, like,
it's
just,
kind of
like,
like
snappier.
you know how like those lengthy like hallucinations and whatever and
In
Peaky.
Sherlock?
Now I was thinking Peaky
Oh.
Blinders, but yeah, Sherlock too. Like it's kind of like, well, we can't think of anything to say, so yeah, let's do that. And I do feel like there's a lot of that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just think that, like, for my example that I was thinking of with Sherlock, is just like you have a lot of internal thought process that you need to get across. And I think that they did a fine job of, like, for example, in the end of the third season, when there's the whole him getting shot thing, spoiler, they have this whole
We have
long
a series of
montage.
Sherlock. Listen to that.
Yeah. They have a whole long montage, not montage, a sequence of him just talking things through with other characters in his brain. That kind of thing makes a lot more sense than what they do with Lionel in this for
Yeah,
me.
I
And I think
agree.
they could have implemented the snappier dialogue, the quicker, just it just lingers. It doesn't need to be as long as it is. Lionel is the person in her brain. He's conscience, id, whatever you want to, super ego. Who fucking cares? But he needs to like get to the point immediately, because what's the point in lollygagging? He's already there in her mind.
Yeah.
Like, just get to
We
the
know
point.
he's there. We know he's there.
And boring, just
Yeah,
boring.
just
I'm
boring.
just I we there's so much repetitiveness. The pacing sucks. It's boring.
Yeah. So my worst parts were everything else. I mean, I just felt like, again, suck ass episode. This whole and the thing is, I like a good murder mystery. I like, you know, I like the
It cool like a
they
murder
didn't. Yeah, they didn't
mystery.
make it cool in any way. It's just as crap.
I
So,
think that another element of it is the editing. Like, if you were
yeah.
to do a murder mystery, you can make it snappier, make it more like who done it, and actually
They
like lay
don't.
out who the suspects are and like who you think is the leader of it. And it's like, oh, everyone thinks it's Claire, but we know it's probably not. All that stuff. Like, you had a lot of things working for you, and I love a murder mystery,
But this is not
but
that.
this is
So.
not that.
So, what grade did you give this?
D minus.
F.
Honestly, I might
That's
give it a
two
fucking
Fs.
F.
Two
It
Fs,
didn't
and
even have
that's the end.
Sheamus in it. I'm going to
No,
give it
I
an
mean
F.
it just sucked. It's
It
an F.
barely had any Rolo and it had no Sheamus.
Yeah. So
I'm
fuck
giving it
it.
an F.
F for fuck it. So here we are, season 6, episode 8, last episode of this season. Thank God.
And it's also paced
It's
horribly.
paced horribly. The big points out of this is that Jamie and Claire get barricaded in their house by the Committee of Safety. There's a lot of shooting. They end up having to. They do have Seamus.
They do have
They
Seamus.
do have Seamus. They get
Briefly.
lured out by one of the villagers that show up. They do show up with torches for real.
They get lured out, and Tom Christie's like, "Ah, you need to go for trial. You want justice, and we'll have a
Both of
trial.
you
I'll
will
go."
go to ensure Claire's safety.
Right. And then they're allowed to have sex in the house one last time, and that's while Wee Sheamus is eating their food. Young Ian finds out, like, they get carted off. And I will say that this last sex scene is 3 minutes of like butt and thighs. It's really very boring.
At least no
Sorry.
dick.
Well,
I'm
no, I'm
kidding. I'm
just like,
joking.
it's kind of like,
I'm
I'm
kidding.
just kind of over it.
I'm over too, and you know what? That's what Outlander was
I know, and it's just not great. So,
all about. Roger and Brianna very quickly they
are they
find out
hitting?
that Jemmy has a mark on his skull, that the same mark that Roger has. It's
It's
genetic, and so we know that it's Roger's baby, even
genetic.
though
So
we should
exciting.
have already known that, considering the fact that he could travel, but it doesn't matter.
Whatever. So,
It matters to them.
yeah, so Lizzie tells young Ian that
Sorry, this,
Claire and Jamie were taken.
sorry, PSA for anyone who does the withdrawal method, it's not 100% effective. Look
Funny
at
enough.
Jemmy. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so they are being taken to Wellington. Jamie and Claire in the back of the cart. They get stoned at, while they're in the back of the cart, but they don't get really seriously hurt. Helpful. Tom Christie intervenes on their behalf. And right at the end, Jamie sees young Ian like basically shadowing them in the woods, and young Ian's like, "I'll be with you, like whatever." And the Committee of Safety separate Jamie and Claire, and we get the Jamie Claire bullshit that we get in like every
Every season.
season. And Claire ends up being taken to the jail in Wellington. Jamie is tied to a stake on
Oh
the
my God,
beach.
this stupid fucking scene. I pointed this out while we were watching.
Is this
They're
why
on
you're
a
the funniest about
beach.
the whole thing?
They're on a beach. He's tied to a post on the beach. And he
He's
was
not being
knocked out
drowned. He's not
previously.
being drowned like Stephen Bonnet
No.
Splash Jimmy from Downton
But he was knocked out and he had a bag over his head, I think.
They
And
take the bag off of his head, and he does not say, "Where's Buttercup?" Which I was disappointed.
it
He says, "Where's Claire? Where's my wife?"
makes sense.
Yeah.
But he, instead of just knocking him out again, they decide to monologue and be like, "We're gonna take you onto that ship and you're gonna go back to Scotland and you're never gonna see your wife again, that witch." And then, like 2 seconds later, the Cherokee and young Ian ambush them. And there is a really cool shot, literally, of one of the Cherokee men.
It's the chief.
Was it the chief?
Yeah, it's the chief. He has a rifle.
Yeah. That Jamie gave them,
Yes.
and he shoots the guy through his hand into his eye.
Yeah. All of them
That's
are dead. All
badass.
the guys on the beach that were holding Jamie are dead.
And then they're all like, "Let's go get Claire."
Let's go get Claire! Jamie! Claire! Whatever.
Jamie.
And that's the episode. Yeah, and that was like an hour plus of our lives, just so you know. What were your best parts of this episode? Oh, okay.
Seamus, Brianna, Roger, and Jemmy, like that's nice. Rolo. Oh, Tom Christie does look out for Claire. That I do appreciate that. He's still an abusive asshole
Yeah.
and a religious fanatic, and I don't like that. However, he is fine in this episode. Young Ian, he pulls through. We love to see it.
We do. We do. So yeah, my best part's young Ian. I think he's actually really very good in this episode. Tom Christie, I put a question mark, but I agree with you. He does honorable things, which we approve of. Jamie and Claire sex. Oh, I forgot to mention, Roger and Brianna have sex in the tent. That's
Oh, yeah, they do.
it's good sex.
It is
We're
good
happy
sex.
about that. And Wee Sheamus. That was it. So what were your worst parts?
I just wrote down Mr. Brown, and then what the fuck even is this? Like, I don't know what to say anymore. Like, I, what? Like, again, this general idea is the execution entirely. Because the general idea of, like, a murder mystery, everyone thinks it's Claire, and Claire getting arrested for it is fine in theory. Like, that's a fine setup for another season where they're trying to prove her innocent and blow, trying to prove her innocence.
Here, say it.
You've done so many of those today. But I think that it's a generally it's a fine idea. It's just the execution in the most boring way possible. We did not need to see their journey to Wilmington. You could have just had Jamie be knocked out at Fraser's Ridge, her taken away to the prison, and that's it. Like, you could have still had the hold up at the in the barricade and all that
I'm
stuff.
glad they're using young Ian in the Cherokee. That's kind of good. But you didn't need like all of the, because there are multiple like stops on the road. It's dumb. There's a benefit dumb. So yeah, I agree with you. So my worst parts were everyone else. Particularly, of course, the Committee of Safety and shit. I just hate all of that. What grade did you give this?
A D.
I gave it a D also.
Wait, did
See?
I give it a D minus? I think it's a D.
I gave it a D. It's
It
not,
has some.
young Ian does something. So I
For
think
that
that's
one
good.
shot.
Yeah, that was worth it. But that's right at the end. This again is hours of your life, people. So let's compare season six of Outlander to the other seasons of Outlander. And I'm telling you, this does not compare well. That's all I have to say right now.
It is astonishing to me that, like,
This
it
even
just.
made television? Yes.
Yeah, I
Great.
just. And
And how much money
how much
they
money?
spent on this?
It's like
Oh
that one shot of her listening to bagpipes, but a whole season. Like, I don't get it. Either way, the way I'd rank the seasons is number one is season one, number two is season two, number three is season four, number five is season three, then season five,
Right.
then season
Season six.
six.
Yeah.
Season six is the worst season by far thus far. I think season seven, I don't remember the first half. The second half is batshit crazy enough to maybe eke out above season six because I remember it fondly
Okay.
because it's insane.
Because it's got Lord Jon Grey. That's the thing you care about. But here's the
This had
thing.
Lord Jon Grey and it was awful.
Yeah, but not much. So
It's
I know
true.
how much you love Lord Jon Grey.
I do.
But season seven is basically two seasons long, even two Outlander seasons long, which we're already bitching about how much time we're spending on this. I apologize if I just keep saying that. But the
It
reality
bears
is
repeating.
there's a lot of
Outlander.
nothing in Outlander. And so like the first half of season seven, I don't remember at all. I remember the second half of season seven because it was the most recent. I remember not loving it as much as you do because I'm not a big Lord Jon Grey fan.
No, it's not even that. It's just it's so dumb. I remember it being so dumb.
There's a lot of dumb. I do
And there's
remember that
dumbness.
clearly.
It's
Yes.
stu there's stupidity with Lord Jon Grey's half
Yes.
of the season, and
Yes.
so I find entertaining. But I think this season was a failure on so many levels.
Oh, yes.
They made
It
it
is.
shorter, and yet they still elongated boring sections of it.
It's a showrunner problem. It's gotta be. It's either
It
the writers or the showrunner, and
can't
there's
even. And I
just
don't
both.
want to say the writers are bad. I keep blaming the writing room, but I think I'm blaming the pressures that are making the writing room make these stupid ass decisions. Because it's not, again, it's the tightness. I think it just needs a couple more editors. Because I, the,
They need
like,
to stop letting AI do it. Is that what you're trying to
I'm
say?
not.
No more ChatGPT for you? You are an addict. You're on ether. Stop doing it.
It's not what I was gonna say,
That's what I was going to
I know that. But I'm just saying that I think that the writers have good ideas in general. Like
Well, not
Malvo,
season six.
Mom,
I'm sorry.
let me speak. Malvo was not a bad idea. The so, so what was I saying? Sowing doubt?
Sowing doubt in him
Yeah,
now, I guess.
in
Yeah.
Fraser's Ridge. And like not having to be like such a well-knit community anymore and things kind of breaking apart is an interesting concept. The murder mystery is an interesting idea. It's and the whole addiction thing could have been, or like her breaking, quote unquote, I think is a fine idea in theory. It's just the execution of it. It's not the actors. It's just the way things are edited and the way things are written They are just so like just drawn out, and the episodes have no life to them anymore. They don't have a really fast pace, or just they don't keep me engaged anymore.
There's so much repetitive narrative. So like, and it's repetitive narrative of Jamie's going to talk about something in the past. Like, let's talk about Culloden again, or let's talk about Bonnie Marshall again, or something. Claire's going to talk about time travel again. And you get to a point where it's kind of like,
Do you have anything else left to say?
and the answer to that is really, it feels like no. Now I will say I know some Brianna and Roger subplots in season 7 that could have been good. I remember being really irritated and how poorly developed they were.
Because of course they were.
Because again, for reasons that make no sense to me, and it probably has to do with the contracts for the actors,
I really
that kind
don't
of.
think that's it.
I don't know, but I mean, the reality is that Jamie and Claire have to get a certain number of minutes on screen, and we're gonna have to, like have them monologue about some kind of stupid bullshit we don't
But
care about
here's the
anymore.
thing, with season 4, they were able to strike an okay balance. And again,
Yeah,
they
I mean,
got
it's
rid of
gotten
Fergus
worse.
and
It's gotten.
Marcelly, and so now it's really just between the two couples instead of the three, which I think was part of season 5's problem, that they just didn't know how to divide attention that way. They
And
didn't
they,
give Fergus any
I
airtime.
will tell you right now, they don't know how to use Jungian well either, because that's
Oh,
come up
that's
in
for
season
fucking
seven for
sure.
sure. So yeah. Anyway, we have season 7. It's going to come to you after the first drop of season 4 of Bridgerton, because we are very, very excited about that. We're looking forward to revisiting our Regency Book of Drinks. There will be glasses more than half full.
Oh, I'm so excited. We
Yeah.
really need a break.
We do need a break from Outlander because, we do. But we will look forward to sharing it with you. And
Cheers.
cheers.